Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message today is indeed Donkey Sunday. Based on the gospel we just read to you, these verses, and a great multitude heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. And they took palm branches out to greet him, and they cried, "Hosanna, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat upon it. I encourage you to follow the sermon outline that's provided for you in your handout as we consider our theme, Donkey Sunday. Donkey Sunday? What a name for a Sunday. Now, this Sunday, of course, is traditionally called Palm Sunday, recognizing the crowds waving their palms, and also as our children did at the beginning of the service. But why are we talking about Donkey Sunday? Well, maybe you've seen the movie clips, or maybe you've seen TV documentaries about the welcome home that soldiers receive when they come home from fighting in a war or a conflict, like World War II veterans or soldiers coming home from Iraq or Afghanistan or some other conflict. Well, I've seen the movies. I've seen the documentaries. But I've seen this event in person because when I lived in Edmonton, I lived right by a military base. Flags lined the parade route. People turned out from all around. Applause and shouts of thanks filled the air. Dignitaries rode in special vehicles. One look told you, this is a victory parade. And things were pretty much the same in biblical days when a king or a general won a victory over an enemy. He returned home to a celebration. People lined the streets waving palm branches. They were ancient symbols of victory. And the king or the general would ride into the parade route on a mighty steed, a beautiful war horse, dancing with pride. One look told you, this is a victory parade. In today's gospel reading, though, we see Jesus riding into Jerusalem to begin the last week of his earthly life. The crowds line the streets, shouts fill the air. Jesus is acclaimed as King of Israel, and yes, people are waving their palm branches. One look tells you this is a victory parade. Except Jesus is riding on a donkey. Not a fancy chariot, not a magnificent horse that stands tall and mighty. He's on a little donkey, a young donkey, a colt of a donkey. This animal has not been to war. It's not impressive at all. It's a donkey, for goodness sake. A donkey. Why a donkey? Well, St. John gives us a hint in verse 15 when he quotes the prophet Zechariah from the Old Testament. As it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king comes to you, humble and gentle, sitting on the colt of a donkey." Jesus' strange choice of a donkey as his parade vehicle not only fulfills Old Testament prophecy, it also makes a declaration of who are the true enemies he has come to defeat. Jesus riding on a donkey proclaims a victory that he will win by the end of this week. A victory made possible by a cruel cross and an empty tomb. This Palm Sunday victory parade, don't you see, is a parade in advance of the victory. Well, what enemies has he come to do battle with? And what's a donkey have to do with it? Who were Jesus' enemies? Well, the Jewish people lining the streets of the parade route probably thought the enemies of Jesus and their enemies were the Roman government and the Roman occupation troops in Judea, making their lives a living hell. They were looking for a Messiah king to come and drive the Romans out of Judea. One could possibly even argue that the Roman soldiers were Jesus' enemies because they were the ones that nailed his hands and feet to the cross. But a greater enemy of Jesus turns out to come from his own people. The religious leaders, the Pharisees, the scribes, the chief priests, all throughout Jesus' ministry, he was in conflict with these group of people. Their self-righteousness and their mean-spirited legalism clashed with gentle Jesus' mercy and love and forgiveness for all. And now with this Palm Sunday victory parade, these religious leaders could see, oh, Jesus' popularity is at an all-time high with the people. These same leaders then conspired with some of the crowd who on Palm Sunday yelled Hosanna to be the same ones who 5 days later cried out for his blood with the words, crucify him. And these same leaders conspired to get the Roman soldiers to do the dirty work of crucifying our Lord. But we still have not gone far enough. An even greater enemy is what's driving these people to do what they're doing to Jesus. Jealousy. The people are following Jesus instead of us, said the religious leaders. Fear. We may lose our positions of privilege and power if they follow this Jesus. Hatred. Because Jesus tells them, without beating around the bush, you are not right with God, and all your religious activities will not be a mask for your hypocrisy. Greed, as we discussed a couple of Sundays ago. Jesus attacks their money-making schemes in the midst of the temple. And anger. They are really upset with Jesus. When Jesus both claims and demonstrates he truly is the Son of God. Now, if you are listening carefully, these things should bring us all closer to home to us today. Because jealousy, fear, anger, greed come from deep within each of our hearts. We call it sin. And we know that this sin is the deep and dark places in each of our hearts, in each of our minds. We see this darkness in the world around us, and we can't help but being infected by it. And is it as if sin were not bad enough? We realize that behind all such sin are the very forces of darkness itself and the devil. But still, we haven't gone far enough. There still is one more enemy to name. Can you guess who it is? Can you guess what it is? It is our last and greatest enemies. Not just sin. Not just devil, but death and the grave. In the October 29th, 2010 issue of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch newspaper, a cartoon appeared. It was making a statement about GPS technology. Now, some of you who know how challenged I am with technology may wonder, even if I know about something called GPS, oh, I looked it up. GPS is Global Positioning System. A GPS is a helpful device that helps some people when they're driving their car, telling them where to turn and where to go using a map on the screen and even a pleasant computer voice that says, "You have now reached your destination." Well, in this cartoon about GPS technology, a box in the cartoon reads, INS, Inevitable Navigation System. And the picture is of a cemetery with a number of headstones and one freshly dug grave. And a car has just driven into that open grave. And the voice coming from the car GPS says, "You have now reached your final destination." This cartoon uses humor to open our eyes to reality. The last and greatest enemy that we all face is the enemy of death. The Bible tells us the soul that sins shall surely die. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Do you see who the real enemies of Jesus were? Do you see who the real enemies were he came to fight in that victory parade called Palm Sunday? Not just some Roman soldiers. Not just some religious leaders back then. Jesus is going up against the very enemies that haunt us today. He's taking on our worst enemies. Sin, the devil, and our own death and grave. And how does Jesus ride into battle on that day? On a donkey. Now this sounds pretty strange, because the donkey was an animal of peace, not of war. It was an animal that by its very nature conveyed humility and gentleness, not violence and bloodshed. By the way, great generals never commanded their subordinates, "Saddle up my donkey for me. I must lead the charge into battle." Never. A donkey was a peaceful animal. For goodness sakes, a donkey was the animal that 9-month pregnant Mary rode to find a stable to give birth to Jesus 33 years earlier. And now this same Jesus rides into battle on the donkey. He's telling us that he is a humble, self-giving, self-sacrificing servant king. Upon this donkey, he would ride into the very teeth of the worst that his enemies, that our enemies could throw against him. And our Lord Jesus himself would never resort to violence, but he would be beat up. He would be whipped without mercy. He would be nailed to a cross. He would ride an animal of peace to bring peace, because he was the Prince of Peace. And his enemies, our enemies, sin, death, devil, and the grave, attacked him without mercy. He rode into Jerusalem that day on a donkey to show us just how he would defeat our enemies. The Prince of Peace, on an animal of peace, to come to make the victory parade true, making peace between a holy God and sinful humanity. He would come with God's peace, the peace that passes all our understanding, to conquer every enemy that would destroy us. And how did Jesus get the victory? You know what we're going to be talking about in Holy Week this week. Our Lord Jesus let those enemies do their worst to Him. He did not stop the violence done to Him. Even though He had all the power of Almighty God, He allowed sinful men to nail His hands and feet to a cross. To a cross as He paid for your sins. As He paid for mine. And as darkness covered the earth on that first Good Friday, it looked like those enemies had won. It looked like Jesus had been defeated. He was beaten. He was battered. He was bloodied. He was buried. Satan and all the powers of evil must have been rejoicing. They thought they'd won. But it was only Friday. And you know, Sunday was coming. We know better. We know what happened next. We know of an Easter morning that shattered the darkness of the world. We know of a stone that was rolled away that declared death could not hold Him. We know of a Savior who rose in victory to mock the devil and to spit in his face. And my friends, you see, Palm Sunday wasn't the only victory parade. The real victory parade has been going on ever since. Every time we sing a hymn of praise, we add to the shouts of Hosanna of the crowd on that Palm Sunday. Every prayer we say raises the volume of that celebration. Every day we live a life of joyful obedience to our Lord Jesus. We're adding another palm that's being waved in the celebration. Every act of love and service we do for one another shouts the praises of our coming King. So today, and make no mistake about it, especially next Sunday, Easter, but every Sunday we join in the victory parade that brings us together with the saints of God in heaven to an eternal victory that will have no end. You see, that cartoon about the GPS really had it all wrong. The inevitable navigation system will lead us to that enemy called death, but it is not our final destination. Our final destination is an eternal victory parade, celebrating with all the saints in heaven and on earth the victory Jesus has won for us when He chose to ride into Jerusalem on an animal of peace, a donkey. Thank God for today, Palm Sunday, but I would suggest a better name for this victory parade is Donkey Sunday. So, blessed Donkey Sunday to you. And I bet that's the first time you've been ever given that greeting. In the name of Jesus, Amen.